Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tesla is being sued in California over allegations of systemic racial discrimination. A state regulatory agency announced late Wednesday. Tesla said ahead of the lawsuit that such an action was misguided. Bob Saget's cause of death has been discovered. The family revealed an official report saying Saget accidentally hit the back of his head on something, thought nothing of it, and went to sleep. After a closed-door briefing on Wednesday, senators raised concerns about Iran's nuclear program and the small amount of time it would take to attain a nuclear weapon. Senator Chris Murphy, the Democrat from Connecticut.
And it is absolutely imperative that the United States Senate provide this administration with the support it needs to effectuate an agreement.
Republican Senator James Risch from Idaho said, "You're just not dealing with people who want to be reasonable," end quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
As the crisis at the border continues, the Biden administration wants to try something different.
The Biden administration is putting hundreds of illegal immigrants under house arrest in a test program aimed at slashing costs amid the soaring number of crossings at the U.S.-Mexico border. The home curfew pilot program in Baltimore and Houston would include 100 to 200 single adults in each location. Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich says this program will be costing you money.
Yeah, it's obvious that the Biden administration is systematically trying to not only dismantle ICE, but essentially eliminate our entire southern border, and the taxpayers, hardworking middle-class taxpayers, are going to subsidize this progressive left social experiment, and unfortunately, it's going to be all of us are going to pay the cost in increased crime, in increased drug addiction, and really destruction in our inner cities.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, questions Gigi Schoen, Biden's nominee to be commissioner of the Federal Communications Commission, during a Senate Commerce Committee hearing on Wednesday.
That the plaintiffs, ABC, NBC, CBS, were going to be paid $32 million, that they had $32 million in damages. That was the public settlement announced on the day of your nomination. What nobody knew at the time is that the secret settlement cut $32 million down to $700,000. That's 2 cents on the dollar. I've litigated a lot of cases. I've settled a lot of cases. I don't recall ever settling a case that my clients had won, that we had a victorious court judgment for 2 cents on the dollar. But you know what? I've never had a case against someone who was about to be the regulator of my industry. Did you disclose that sweetheart deal paid to the company on whose board you served, or rather not paid from the company, that is essentially a gift from the companies the FCC regulate? Did you disclose to this committee that agreement?
No, because I was not allowed. Okay. I was not permitted.
Ms. Sohn, that's actually incorrect. Provision 6.0, and here's what it says. I'm going to quote it. Quote, no party will communicate or authorize anyone to contact or communicate with the media or press, orally or in writing or otherwise, concerning the agreement or the order. Last time I checked, the United States Senate is not the press.
Well, again,
did you disclose the $700,000 secret settlement to the White House?
No, I did not.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
I think you figured it out by now. It's not going to be easy, right? In the words of JFK, we're going to the moon not because it's easy, but because it's hard. And we're going to get this country back on track not because it's easy, but because it's hard. Christy Lee joins us now. She's an award-winning former news anchor. We've got a lot to talk about, Christy. First, this is the first time that you and I have been together on the radio on this network. And, you know, thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, let's talk first of all. I don't know if you saw this video or not of these kids in Israel when they were told they could take their mask off, that they no longer had to wear masks. I think this might have been like fourth graders or fifth graders, young kids. Did you happen to catch that video?
I have not catched that video. But well, I can only Christy, imagine being freed from the mask.
The guttural response, if I might say, from these young kids was unbelievable. There was no hesitation from any one of those kids to remove the mask. They cheered. It was heartening, you know, because you're thinking that should be our kids. That should Absolutely. Be our kids here in America, right?
Absolutely. I mean, I hear it from my kids all the time. You know, I, of course, don't send my kids to school with masks on. And the other kids, you know, talk to my kids and say, oh, I wish I didn't have to wear mine, but my parents make me. It's really sad that our society has been so deceived about this. And it's done irreparable damage.
Well, and this is the thing. To get on the other side of it, it's like the country has gone through a you know, a bit of PTSD over this thing, don't you think?
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
And so how are we going to get on the
traumatic.
Yeah. How are we going to get on the other side of this, Christy?
We're told. We're told 2 weeks, and here we are 2 years later. And, I mean, my daughter is a teenager. That's hard enough as it is. I mean, everybody has tough times in their teenage years, and she was lamenting. She's like, man, there's sometimes I just feel like I don't remember how things were before, you know? And that's another thing. Like, we as adults, we can't even necessarily appreciate, you know, the younger mind and how their time seems even longer, you know? Mm-hmm. And so this 2 years has been tough for us as adults, but for children, I mean, they've lost so much in that amount of time, and to the point that they have to lament, like, I don't even know if I remember what things were like before this happened.
Oh, gosh.
But you did say, you were trying to say, how do we get out of this? And, you know, I've done a number of interviews with Dr. Robert Malone and others that many are agreeing that there is like a psychosis to this mass formation theory, you know, that all things were in line to deceive people. They played on people's fear in deceiving them into thinking that so many of these precautions that there really wasn't good scientific evidence for were necessary. And has created this like constant state of fear and hypnosis. And the only way out is is to counteract it with repetition of the truth. And so that is, you know, what I've committed myself to is just to continually try and show this is the deception. This is how you've been deceived. And, you know, here's the evidence for the truth to try and at least break through to some.
Mm-hmm. Well, definitely it requires some compassion because people are so ideologically fixed here, Christy, that this is going to be hard for them. I mean, I was just reading a study in New York, for example. I mean, the New Yorkers, and maybe because you got 8 million people so crammed in an area, they're so paranoid. I mean, they want vaccine mandates, you know, majority of New Yorkers. So in different areas of the country, but this is why we have 50 laboratories here called states, that people can exercise their freedoms, find out, and maybe maybe along the way, New Yorkers might see that Punxsutawney Phil did come out. He saw a shadow. It only means 6 more weeks of winter, and maybe only 6 more weeks for them for COVID and all these mandates. I don't know. We can only hope and pray because, you know, to live under, I mean, this is the clear observation, to live under the constraints and all that we've gone through in the last 2.5 years, this is not America. This is not freedom. This is not love.
Absolutely not. But I think you're absolutely right with, you know, there has been so much divisiveness and hateful rhetoric coming from the other side that the way to, and, you know, the Bible says, you know, the greatest of these is love, that, you know, you reach out in love, you show compassion, you put yourself in their shoes, like, well, why are they thinking this way? And how can I reach them, but in a non-combative way and through a loving motivation? I think that's key.
Well, the other thing that stands out for me, Christy, is where we are right now was where we started. I mean, think about it. We've had these conversations. I mean, for 2.5 years, we've been canceled, shut down Facebook, you know, it's done their thing. Oh, you can't say that. It's in conflict with the WHO. And nobody on the left has apologized and said, oh, gosh, we got it wrong. I mean, because we said from day one, even Dr. Fauci, if you'll remember, said masks aren't going to do a whole lot of good. And then suddenly it was like, oh, man, you got to have 2 or you have to have 3. And, oh, you better have eyeglasses. And, you know, I mean, the bar just kept on being raised over these draconian restrictions that were taking us to an area that Donald Trump warned. He said, do not let the solution be worse than the disease. And here we are.
Yeah, I mean, and it's crazy, the continued gaslighting. When you point out, like, wait a minute, well, that's what I was saying 2 years ago. They're like, well, science is evolving and changing. That's their thing. It's like, that's why you should have never shut down other theories and thoughts. Like, that is scientific to ask questions. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy that they still try and clutch on to, like you said, not apologizing and just making excuses and saying, like, oh, it's changing, as opposed to saying, yeah, others had it right before.
Yes.
You know, I mean, all you can figure is that, you know, the midterms are coming up and they have to try and ease their way out of this because it's just become so unpopular at this point. But, yeah, man, an apology would go a long way, I think, you know.
Well, look at, you know, the thing is, unfortunately, when you look at it, you know, they say, oh, you got to follow the science. Well, it wasn't science. It was political science, really. Mm-hmm. And that's what people are finally realizing, that there was a clear distinction. We just couldn't quite identify it. But now it's quite obvious. They've pulled the curtain back and there's the Wizard of Oz and he's buck naked. You know, and here we are. We have followed their lead in much the same way, Christy, that many women and men as well followed the lead of these people regarding abortion. And here we are all these years later. And what's the results? We've got women that are suffering psychologically, committing suicide. Their bodies have been damaged, but they were told, no, this is a very safe procedure. And, oh, it's nothing. It's just some excess skin. It's like a little tumor we're taking out. And going, well, wow, for this little tumor, why is my heart still aching all these years later since I had an abortion? Right?
Yes, yes. And, I mean, all you have to do is talk to I've had, you know, a few friends throughout the years that have made that decision. And again, if you approach them in love and you catch them when their guard is down, you know, they're still hurting. They're still thinking about it.
Absolutely.
You know, and so that's the other big lie of that particular issue is that it is for women, because this is yet another thing that is actually so damaging to women, something that they have to live with the rest of their lives. You know, one of my friends...
well, I'll tell you what, Christy, we got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we get back. More from Christy Lee after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Christy Lee continues with us, the award-winning former news anchor. And, you know, we addressed the big lies, and I mean, there's so many that have affected our culture over these past decades. And the American people, I believe, and maybe this is the process, maybe this is why God has allowed us to go through this, that we can see that these institutions Our government institutions have been lying to us, Christy. I mean, and again, what came out recently, this is unbelievable, because 3 years ago, I had a conversation with Peter Schweitzer, and we talked about the insider trading issues and Nancy Pelosi and how these government officials, elected officials, were, you know, taking advantage of inside information. I mean, they know what's coming up. And of course, you know, you were in California for a while, and the big thing that was happening there that was real obvious that Peter reported on was this bullet train that was going to be going in from, you know, San Francisco down through the Central Valley, Fresno area, and that possibly to Southern California. But anyway, they had all this money assigned to everything. She knew about it before anybody else. And then her and her husband went and bought a business with some buildings there that were going to be at key stops of this projected bullet train. Say what? You know? And this is the kind of stuff. I mean, she is the queen of quid pro quo. And now all of a sudden, see, I had thought they resolved it, because back then when this came up and after Peter brought it to the light, they said, okay, you know, because even the Ethics Committee of Congress say, don't you think that this is kind of bad? And they go, well, you know, and they hemmed and hawed about it. And they finally decided, okay, guys, you know, we're not going to do this. But you know, see, most, and I try to explain to our audience, see, most of the elected officials, they're attorneys. They know how to stay out of jail, right? They'll go to the edge. They can work around it, right? I mean, when you have an attorney, an elected official in Congress sleeping with the enemy, Chinese spy, and he still remains in Congress, number one, and number two, on a critical congressional committee that deals with the secrets of our country, and he continues to live another day. I mean, that should tell you everything, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's insane. And it's also insane just the structure of that. It makes me feel like, gosh, what a beautiful state. Is it lost forever? Because when you actually have conversations with people, even those that identify as very liberal, like, shoot, in my newsroom itself, I would have conversations with people very liberal and oh, I hate our governor. Oh, I hate employees. It's like, well, how are these people still in office? This doesn't make something's not adding up. Like, literally nobody likes them and they're still in office. I don't get this. So it's just like, man, it's crazy.
It's called ballot harvesting. They have perfected the art of ballot harvesting, and that's why they've been able to make it a one party state. And
Not only that, but you can track your vote, and I tracked mine, and it said yes, my vote was counted. But it's like, well, who was it counted for? we should have a receipt, you know. I want to know that not only was it counted, but that it was counted for the person I actually voted for.
Right. Well, your vote was counted, and so was the votes of 3 million dead people that they still have on voter rolls. A combination of people who are dead. I mean, they're better than Chicago. I think Chicago's licking their chops going, well, they're doing better than us in the cemetery vote. But, you know, they've worked all kinds of angles, and so that's how they do it. And I always find it quite curious that Nancy Pelosi continues to get reelected with about the same number of votes. And I asked one guy, I said, come on, what does she have, 280,000 votes in her desk drawer that she just pulls out every 2 years? Is that what the deal is? Yes, yeah, pretty much.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
See, and all this to say, which now leads us to the key topic here, is that where's our mainstream media? They're missing in action. The things that they're supposed to do, their rightful reason to exist, as enumerated in our Constitution, in terms of a free and fair press that is supposed to hold our institutions accountable, they are allowing for this rank corruption to run rampant in all these institutions to the point that the people they don't trust government anymore at all.
Yeah, I mean, and that's the problem that I have with it. I remember when I was in college, like, well, and if, you know, broadcasting doesn't work out for you, you know, you can do PR. And there was like a lot of people that their backup plan was public relations. And I'm like, I have no interest in that. I'm like, I want to be a journalist. And if I can't make it in this business, I want to do something completely different. But now I see, well, the news has just become a huge PR game. They're literally taking press releases and just spouting them off without actually that's where they could stand to do some digging and some fact checking. I mean, let's be honest, but they just repeat what the government and the administration wants them to say with little to no challenges, to the point that we even saw this year that they were practically bragging about meeting with the administration on how to frame the economic stories. It's like, oh my gosh, they're like proud of this. This is not how this is supposed to work. You're not supposed to be meeting with government officials on how to frame the story. You know, you're supposed to be digging deeper and holding them accountable.
Well, this all started, and, you know, of course, this has been happening gradually over the decades, but this was quite prevalent in the Obama-Biden administration, as you'll recall. So this is nothing new. It's just that it's just more aggressive than we've ever seen before. And it's really obvious to the point that, you know, initially because of Barack Obama being the first black president, he was given a lot of leeway and cover. And also, he's clearly he's much more charming than Joe Biden could ever be, even in his best days. And so he was able to get away with an incredible amount of problems. I mean, it was, I remember when we were counting the number of unemployed, they give us one number one month, and then 30 days later, they'd have to revise it. And it never got revised up. It, with Trump, it got revised up. But with Barack Obama, I don't know if you remember or not, but it always got revised down. You know, it's like, wait, what happened here? You know, you guys inflated the numbers. And so this is what's happening. And the media just gave it a pass, whether it had to do with Benghazi or any of these other things that we needed to know about. I mean, to the degree that Barack Obama on his final days of office could say that he was leaving his 8 years of service to the country without any scandals whatsoever.
He
actually said that, right?
Yeah, it's so laughable. Well, Jen Psaki apparently thinks that he's still the president, which, you know, is very telling. She had that little Freudian slip of saying President Obama. Right. And I was like, well, is he still the president? Is there something we need to know?
Yeah, maybe. I know. And Joe Biden, you know, he keeps either making Jill president. And he's, how many times has he said Kamala Harris is the president?
Oh, I know. It's, are we being conditioned to see what's next? I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah, you see, but to your point, and when I went to school and was majoring in journalism, I mean, all the principles that we were taught in our classes and with our professors was the exact opposite. I mean, what they did was they would show us propaganda from Russia, you know, from Pravda. Remember Pravda? And, you know, they would send us all, and we'd study this, and, you know, these are clear examples of a government takeover and what governments do to take over the media. This is why a healthy, independent news media is so needed in a constitutional republic of which we enjoy. Well, look what's happened. They're all in, to your point. And there's lever pullers that's not just in the newsrooms, Christy, because I don't know, you know, I find it quite fascinating that you'll change channels from one station and one network to another, and they're saying the exact talking points. It's like,
absolutely.
What's all that about?
Well, I mean, there's very limited news sources, and for every news station that I've worked at, they've really had, like, the same number of sources. You typically have your Fox News Edge source, your CNN, and your AP, of course. And so there's limited sources when it comes to the national news. And so all these local places make it seem like there's all these different news outlets, but they're pulling much of the same information. And then you boil that down to company ownership. There's also very limited ownership. You've got your Nexstar, your Gray, you know, and they when they have their stories, it just is all shared within the system. Mm-hmm. So when people are thinking like, wow, it seems like everybody's running with the same story. Well, that's because they are.
Now you know why.
The same sources.
Leave it there. Christy Lee, thank you for being with us. Take care.
At the time, Network Capital is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. Start off your new year with a lower rate and half the payments. If you're looking to lower your interest rate, pay your home off sooner, or pull out some cash, don't miss this opportunity. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again with rates this low. Our 15-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.59 APR. It's not often to get such an amazing second chance to refinance and forget it. That's a 15-year fixed at 2.375%. Yes, 2.375%. 3.375% with a 2.59 APR. Network Capital has experts standing by right now to help. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448. NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation and the Financing Law. Number 603D77. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tesla is being sued in California over allegations of systemic racial discrimination. A state regulatory agency announced late Wednesday. Tesla said ahead of the lawsuit that such an action was misguided. Bob Saget's cause of death has been discovered. The family revealed an official report saying Saget accidentally hit the back of his head on something, thought nothing of it, and went to sleep. After a closed-door briefing on Wednesday, senators raised concerns about Iran's nuclear program and the small amount of time it would take to attain a nuclear weapon. Senator Chris Murphy, the Democrat from Connecticut.
And it is absolutely imperative that the United States Senate provide this administration with the support it needs to effectuate an agreement.
Republican Senator James Reach from Idaho said, "You're just not dealing with people who want to be reasonable." End quote. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Oh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Welcome back. Bill Martinez here. With us is Don Huffines. He is a candidate for governor in Texas, and I've been looking forward to this conversation. Several topics to talk about, certainly that are of prime interest, not only to Texas, but, you know, to the rest of the country, because as we're realizing, every state of the union has become a border state by virtue of these open borders, right?
That is so true, Bill. It really is. And I'm glad you're recognizing that, and the rest of the country is finally awakening to that. Really, every town in America now is going to be a border town.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a former Texas State Senator representing Dallas County's District 16, and now, with aspirations to become the next governor of Texas, what is your vision for Texas?
Well, I'm the only candidate running for governor that's actually served in that swamp in Austin in the state legislature. And believe me, it's a big swamp. I think I'm just like all the other Republicans in the state of Texas. We're scared. We're frustrated. We're tired of the broken and empty promises, really, and we're tired of the lies. And it's real simple. I just go around talking to all, thousands of Texans and asking the simple questions, is the border secure? In Texas, we have the highest property taxes in the nation. I say, are they going away or going down? Do we have confidence our votes aren't being stolen? Are we winning the culture war? And of course, the answer to that's all no and no and no. And ask them, are they good with that? And of course, they're not. And I've got my vision is to have a secure border, of course, and to close the border and phase out property taxes. And I've got a new law enforcement division we're going to be implementing for government corruption, election integrity, and we're going to win this culture war. And I've got a comprehensive plan to secure that border.
What about voter integrity? How are you addressing that, Don?
Well, Well, Bill, it's a huge issue. You know, it's the foundation of our constitutional republic. And when that thing breaks, all heck's going to break loose. And we've got to have confidence. In Texas, we don't have much enforcement of the voter laws. Look, my battle when I was in the Texas Senate was generally with the Republicans, with the rhinos. And it just is. They work very hard not to be accountable. We have some good conservatives down there, but not many. When I was there, I was there from 14 to 18. I was ranked one of the top three most conservative senators in the history of Texas. And I'm also, by the way, the only elected office holder in history never to take any money from the government. No paid pension, health care, no travel vouchers, nothing. I'm a business guy, and I'll never work for the government. I work for the people, and I'm going to do the same as governor. I don't need a new job or a new career. I'm here to solve the problems. And we've got to have enforcement of the election laws, and we don't in Texas. Because the rhinos don't want to make the Democrats upset. They work really hard to make sure the Democrats are happy. That's why they put them on committee chairs. And Republicans control everything in Austin, Texas, the House, the Senate, and the governor's mansion for 20 years. But yet we're always trying to make the Democrats happy. I'm going to create a new law enforcement division. I have up to 500 officers in it out of our state troopers, and that's all they're going to work on is election integrity. And they're going to be familiar with the ballots, the central counting. They're going to know where the machines are stored. I'm going to make sure we try to get back to all paper ballots. I'm calling for an immediate forensic audit of the 2020 elections. That's a third-party audit. I wanted that of the 18 elections. We know people cheat. Of course people cheat in elections. They always have. We're going to move venue out of these Democrat counties. We're going to create a new court system and a new prosecution system. We're going to put people in jail.
Exactly. Well, great. Well, Don, this is the thing that's so astounding. And, of course, this comes from the Democrats. I mean, the former attorney general, Eric Holder, said there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I go, well, how can you say that? I mean, people are getting arrested, convicted. They're in jail for voter fraud. How can you say that voter fraud doesn't exist? I mean, the Democrats are just they're so infected and corrupted with lies and their own ideology that they say things that are just incredulous, Don. And I don't know how you can negotiate with people of that mindset. And for people who, you know, senators or people, their legislators in Texas thinking that they can dance with the devil, I mean, all they have to do is look, well, you know, look at California, where you have a lot of transplants, you know, who have come to Texas. In fact, I think Texas was the number one state for many years when Governor Perry was in charge. He told me that he spent probably 2 hours a day just recruiting businesses to head east to Texas, that it was so much better. This was back in the days when the taxes were a little bit more appealing, and even then this was like 15, 20 years ago, and you know, but you still got people leaving in droves out of California. It's become a one-party state, and what the people are realizing, even at the federal level, when you give power and control to the Democrats, you've got the 21st century America that is one big nightmare that we're living in right now, Don.
Oh, you're so right. I mean, absolutely 100% correct. We don't have any courage, Bill, in our country or in the Republican Party. We certainly don't have any courage in our state. And that's what my campaign's all about, is leadership, no excuses. Look, when we keep compromising with the left, or we compromise with evil, guess what you get? You get more of it. And we can never win a game. We can't win a battle if we're always on the defense. I'm tired of being on the defense. And look, we're going to be on the offense. I'm taking a 2x4 and I'm hitting them in the head with it. I'm not compromising. Just look what happened with Florida when we got DeSantis empowered over there. I mean, the Democrats, it was 50-50, and the Democrats were making hay over there all the time, and now it's redder by the day. It's more Republican than it's ever been because they got courageous leadership. And the solution to a lot of these problems is courageous leadership. Mm-hmm. And a Huffines administration in Texas, it's going to be a new day for the country. I'll give political cover. I'll buck up every Republican governor in the country because I'm going to prove what it means for Texas to be sovereign. I'm never asking permission from the federal government to do anything, particularly not to close the border.
Exactly. Well, DeSantis has definitely been a a burr in the saddle of one Joe Biden. That's whenever he can stay in the saddle. We know he keeps falling off, and it's just been one disaster after another. But DeSantis has just been an outstanding governor, and he is a pain for all these other progressive governors that have followed Democratic policies and have injured. They have injured their citizens, which and along the way, Don, they're not apologizing. And you know, I've had this conversation with many people. For all that we've gone through in COVID, where we are now is almost where we started. We've been talking about the mask issue. We've been talking about natural immunity for 2.5 years and getting canceled and all this because we were pursuing the truth. And we had, fortunately, we were still able to connect with doctors and medical professionals that were not bought and sold by this government, and particularly with the Biden administration, and they were forcing them to spread one lie after another. And here it is now, the real science is coming out, not the political science, clearly, which has been driving this whole narrative of COVID that has locked us down. And then now you got the study from John Hopkins, of all places, and this was an in-depth study. This wasn't just somebody sticking their finger in the air, and their analysis was that it was less than 0.2% effectiveness when it came to the lockdowns. So for 0.2%, we've caused our children to suffer. We've suffered. People have lost jobs, people have lost companies that will never come back, Don.
Oh, Bill, you're so right, and I really appreciate, of course, in America does everything you've done to educate and to push back. This is one of the catalysts, the reasons I decided to run. It's when Greg Abbott shut the state of Texas down. He shredded our Constitution. You listen to that lying piece of crap, Fauci. And I mean, who would have believed this thing came from bat soup? I mean, we've been lied so much about this virus. It's horrible. I mean, he forgot the fundamental role of governments always to defend our God-given liberties. Our liberties come from God and not the government. He forgot that a true patriot never blindly follows government. A true patriot questions government. Look, I led the protests around the state of Texas to open the state back up after Abbott put 3 million Texans in unemployment.
Don, let's pick it up from there. We've got to go to a quick break. More from Don Huffinger.
I'm NFL wide receiver and 5-time Pro Bowler DeAndre Hopkins. I'm teaming up with Visa to promote a game-changing offer for small businesses on Super Bowl weekend. Now, more than ever, we need to help small businesses revive and thrive, and remind consumers that where you shop and how you pay matters. A global Visa survey found that 90% of small businesses with an online presence said they survived the pandemic by increasing their efforts to sell online. So here is a great opportunity if you're a small business owner or looking to start a small business. On Super Bowl weekend, Visa's Small Business Payment Management Platform, Authorize.net, has a special offer for new customers. They'll waive monthly account fees for life and waive transaction fees for your first 100,000 transactions. That's an offer value at $10,000. Sign up only takes a few minutes. For more information, visit authorize.net and learn how your small business can score big this Super Bowl weekend.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Yes, I'm so sorry about the wait, ma'am. I'll be with you shortly. Carrie, how many appointments did you book at 2:30?
Jin's physical therapy clinic is pretty stretched. He needs another PT before patients get bent out of shape.
You get fresh ice pack in Ms. Davis's name.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Super Bowl Sunday just around the corner, and for small businesses across America, Visa is changing the game with this new offer designed to make accepting digital payments online easier. And of course, you heard the story from NFL wide receiver and five-time Pro Bowler DeAndre Hopkins, and we appreciate him coming on to put us in the flow of the know. Our conversation with Don Huffines, a former Texas State Senator, continues, and he is running for governor of Texas, and I am excited for his candidacy. Don, so much more to talk about, but before we do, just a little important housekeeping, because people are hearing your heart and they're saying, look, it, I want to support Huffines for governor, so how do I do this?
Hi, Bill, they can go to my website, of course, and it's donhuffines.com, and that's spelled H-U-F-F-I-N-E-S, and we need endorsements and donations, and we're running a very vigorous, exciting campaign. And early voting in Texas starts next Monday on February the 14th. This is the end of the fourth quarter, and the election's on March the 1st. And this is we're on a great path to win. I've been endorsed by Senator Rand Paul, Ron Paul, the chairman of the Republican Party of Texas before he was chairman. I mean, we've got all the grassroots endorsements, and we're on a path to win. And we're raising millions of dollars, and we're up across the state. I've got offices open, field offices. It's very exciting for the state because it's really for the country. I mean, Texas is the tip of the spear, and just imagine if Texas was leading the charge across the nation like it should be for our liberty and freedom, and pushing back on the socialist communists.
Well, Don, I will share with the audience, when we were off the air, we were talking that you and I set up a date that I'm going to be coming there, you know, to the Capitol in Austin, and you and I are going to be on our knees and thanking God and praying for wisdom for your administration, because if we ever needed the hand of God, it is now. The old preacher and revivalist Charles Finney was known to say that revivals happen when they're most needed. And this is where we are in America. I mean, how do you tackle the problems that we're faced with? How our government has lost its way, has become so corrupt to the degree that all the three-letter agencies of our government are compromised, and people just don't trust them anymore, Don?
It's sad, but so true. I think a lot of it stems from the fact we've lost or are certainly losing the culture war, Bill. We are,
We're
losing, and the only cure for to win this war is with courageous leadership. And when they took God out of our schools in 1961, and the Bible out in 1962, and so much is downstream of the governor's office in Texas, and I'm going to make sure we get prayer back, for instance, in our classrooms. I'm not worried about the litigation. I'm not worried about the federal government. I'm going to get biblical studies back in our schools. We have to win the culture war. We have to take back the universities that are training these teachers into socialism and communism. We've got transgender ideology all being in our schools. We've got pornography in our school libraries, and you just go on and on. But we've got to win this culture war, and I'm going to do that.
Well, Don, I got to tell you, I spoke with a couple of women 2.5 years. They've been here in America from Venezuela. And the stories they tell and how they're so concerned about what's happening in America, because they told me, Bill, this is Venezuela. The early days of Venezuela. What's happening, what we see happening in America today is the early days of Venezuela. And as you recall, Venezuela was one of the wealthiest countries. It was unbelievable. I mean, they showed me pictures. And it's amazing what communism does and how it turns the lights off on a country. Here you see these pictures, Don, that were, the country is very vibrant. The colors, even the floral. The floral colors, everything were just, they were so alive. And then within years, when Perez took over, then it just went down. I mean, Chavez, not Perez, but Chavez, when he took over, it went down and it became so dark. And now here they are, this one wealthy country, and people are eating out of the back of trash trucks. And they're going, we see the signs coming to America. We see Venezuela here in America, and it scares us because we left Venezuela. By the grace of God, we were able to migrate here into the United States. We're here legally, and we're seeing this. And so they're sounding the alarm, going around and talking to people and groups as much as they can, warning them that we could be Venezuela next.
Absolutely we can. Venezuela is a beautiful country, one of the richest countries in South America and Central America, all of it. And it went down quick. I mean, that thing happened in 15, 20 years. But it's the same all over the world for communism. It always leads to the horrors of tyranny. And people think the United States is far from that. We're really not. We just aren't. We're rapidly traveling the same path. And the problem we have, we got a lot of Republicans that are traveling with the Democrats and the leftists to get there. And we've got to fight and we've got to push back. And I tell you, one of the catalysts for all this and one of the where we're losing everything is with that open border in Texas.
Exactly. They said, Don, real quick, they said that was one of the first things that they did. They opened the border and the Cubans migrated. They came in mass, overwhelmed the country and changed the demography of the country. This is why it went down so quickly. But go ahead and pick it up from there.
I was just saying, this is a premeditated attack by the left. There's no question about it. And that's why this governor, my race, is one of the most important races in the history of our country. The federal government's never going to secure the border. They never have. Even if a courageous president like Trump and the Republicans controlled everything in that swamp in Washington, the border was still open. We still had tens of thousands coming across all the time into Texas. Just to set the table for you guys, Border Patrol is saying that up to 2 million unapprehended illegals have come into Texas in the last 12 months. They've called illegals from 147 different countries. No country of the world would tolerate what's happening right now in Texas. And we only have 29.5 million people here. And we've got millions of illegals flooding into this state. The only chance we have of securing that border is with a courageous governor of Texas. I'm never asking permission from the federal government. I'm using Article 1, Section 10, the United States Constitution. I'm going to make Mexico accountable. I'm closing all 25 bridges over that river to inbound commercial traffic from Mexico. Until they secure their side of the river, they're not getting in there. Billions and billions of dollars worth of commerce into the United States. I'm never asking permission. The rules of engagement when I engage the military is to enforce, stop this invasion. This is clearly an invasion, and we're not enforcing immigration law. We're going to immediately deport every illegal back across the river, and we're going to close it all down. And I'm not worried about the federal government. I'm worried about the United States and Texas.
Exactly. Why did Governor Abbott yield to this and follow a catch-and-release program that already proved it didn't work, you know, under the Obama-Biden administration?
I can't answer for him, of course, but it's just about courage. He just doesn't have the courage. He's a career politician, 30 years in elected office, and he's been on the Texas taxpayer for 30 years, and he's really never had an opponent in the primary. This is the first time he's going to be accountable to the Texas Republican Party. And he's just always, like most politicians, they're always worried about their career. He's a political windsock blowing in the wind, and it's all political theater down there. It really is. I'm not worried about my political career. I'm a business guy. I'm here to solve the problems that affect Texas. And I can tell you, we're going to get that border handled in 60 days, what's never been done before. We're going to do everything we need to do to stop an invasion.
Hey, Don, do me a favor. Tell me a little bit about your story. You know, our audience wants to know you a little bit more. You know, you've said several times you're a businessman. But, you know, how did you get here?
That's a good question. I appreciate that. I'm a fifth-generation Texan. I was born in Dallas, and I grew up in the Metroplex area. But I've been a lifelong conservative activist. I have five children, and I homeschooled them throughout their schooling career to make sure they could be in a good conservative Christian environment. And I've been a husband for 34 years to a great wife, and I started my company in 1985, and I do commercial real estate, and it has its ups and downs, that's for sure. And I've been almost broke, and I've made a lot of money. And right now, the market's great, but I was always been a lifelong conservative activist, and I just got tired of all the lies and all the. Have you ever met a Republican that didn't say they were conservative? They all say that in Texas, and most of them are liars. 90% of them are liars. So that's when I decided to get active and run for office, and that's really my history in a nutshell. And I'm going to here to solve the problems.
Well, thank you. I think that sometimes you want to ask people, you know, what do you mean by conservative? You know, because like you say, so many people want to identify. And I think we're going to have more people because the left and how progressives have shown themselves and their policies, how destructive they've been. I mean, we don't need to even talk about theory. I mean, we've got empirical evidence that their ideas don't work. And, you know, and I still maintain that even when Biden was running for president, he and Kamala Harris went to their own party, and they could only get interest about a third of the party, which, you know, stands to reason. But yet they get elected. God only knows how. We'll leave it to God because he knows. And they say, he tells us he won by a mandate. And the very policies that he could only garner interest in his own party of a third is now thrust upon the people. And in 1 year, look what he's done.
He's destroyed our country, and it'll continue to happen. It's about courageous leadership. It really is. And that's what my campaign's about. We've got to hit them head on. We got to hit them in the head, and we got to go on the offense.
Well, Don, God bless you. And thank you for, you know, leading the way here and being a light. And may that light shine brightly out of Texas as the people choose you as the next governor of Texas. Don Huffines has been our guest. Thank you, Don. Take care. God bless.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. God bless you.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
The final phase of